I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody. Happy Thursday. Rosanna Arquette was on Andy Cohen Live this week on Radio Andy, and I just loved getting to hang out with her and chat with her. She's super cool. She looks like a million bucks. And she's pretty outspoken, too. She's here with Laverne Cox, who hasn't been here in so long. She's one of our favorites. Tonight should be really fun. See you in there.
We are desperately seeking booze in until we orange is the new blackout. It's Watch What Happens Live with Rosanna Arquette and Laverne Cox now. What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Thursday night with two actresses who have more talent in their little pinkies than I have tequila running through my veins, a.k.a. a lot. My first guest new series, Sideswipe, may be about the misadventures of the Tinder dating scene, but from Desperately Seeking Susan to her scene-stealing role in Pulp Fiction, it's safe to say we've been swiping right on her career since day one. Please welcome to the Clubhouse for the first time, Rosanna Arquette. Great to see you, character's heartbreaking journey in and out of solitary, all I can say is I'm just glad she's within hugging distance. Season 6 of Orange is the New Black drops tomorrow on Netflix. Please welcome back Laverne Cox. Hey, Laverne Cox. Great to see you. Have the two of you ever met?
Yes.
We've met a few times, yes.
Great. Indeed. And you were just saying before we went on that you knew Alexis.
I knew Alexis.
Oh, that's so nice.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
R.I.P.
I think Alexis is here with us.
Amen.
Nice.
I know that.
I do too. Move over, Cabrilesque, because tonight we are turning it up a notch with Boylesque Bullfight by Company XIV. Please welcome our bartenders, Jacoby, Marcy, and Ryan. You can see them. I love your outfits.
Thank
you. I'm having feelings that I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be having. I want to get started. Boy, you know, I was thinking about Orange is the New Black. Orange is the New Black kind of put Netflix on the map. It was like their first big series, wasn't
we
it?
We are like the OGs. Netflix is so huge now, but it was really House of Cards was their first original series, and we were the second.
Amazing.
So we, yeah.
And tonight's Southern Charm reunion, it was the moment everyone was waiting for. Ashley joined the couch, and here's how that went.
She might double down.
Triple down is what we call it.
She might triple down.
It's the Ashley triple down.
On this
doesn't do it anywhere other than the bed. Let's not like to do anywhere else but the bed.
He said I love you in French to Catherine.
I've never seen Thomas. He's so frugal. Be with you, Catherine.
He said you were a dog chasing a chew toy.
You don't know what happens behind closed doors.
I do.
I love scaring him. I love pranking him if I jump out behind doors.
He has said horrible things about you.
You're watching him tell Whitney how much it's going to cost to ship you off.
You don't look healthy.
Oh, I don't know that you lost custody of your children.
As a mother, you for saying that. You are an unkind, hateful, sadistic person.
Bombs were dropping everywhere. I still haven't recovered, to tell you the truth. Rosanna and Laverne came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, as some know, I am such a huge Madonna fan that at this year's Met Gala, I may have shoved a fellow late night host out of the way so that I could get an unobstructed view of her performance. And I don't regret it, okay, Stephen Colbert? So here's what. Rosanna, will you please indulge me as I ask you a round of questions about your 1985 Desperately Seeking Susan co-star? And Laverne, you can jump in anytime. Okay. What was your first interaction with Madonna like?
It was wonderful. We were both sitting on the floor in rehearsals. And I had watched the Lucky Star video over and over again. I thought, that's where I fell in love with her. That was where
Do you know the Lucky Star choreography? I still know the Lucky
Star
choreography.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh, let's put that on and do it.
In this dress.
Do it at the end.
When was the last time you spoke to Madonna?
I spoke to her at this last Oscar time. I saw her. I was invited to her amazing party, and that was fun.
Rolling Stone said that you expressed resentment over the film playing Into the Groove during the club scene. Was that true?
No. Why would that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What did you two bond over the most
people.
Making that movie?
Would we bond on our broken hearts and relationships? Definitely talked about relationships. I got a lot of late night phone calls. Sad about Jelly Bean. Yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. About
she was dating Jelly Bean.
Yes. She was with Jelly Bean.
Did anyone get into the season finale of Pose? They played Sidewalk Talk, which is a Jelly Bean song that Madonna sang the hook on.
Yes.
Did anyone get into that?
Did you
get into that groove?
Yes.
She'd always call me at 3:00 in the morning when I had, 5:00 call.
Right. Oh, how nice. She married Sean Penn around the same time the movie was released. What was your reaction to that news?
Well, I knew Sean since I was a kid because his father was my first director, Leo.
Wow.
So I knew the Penn family and I loved.
Were you at the wedding?
I was at the wedding.
You were?
Oh, yes. You couldn't hear anything because
the helicopters. Wow. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're second, when we first met Laverne's character, Sophia, on Orange is the New Black, she was a Litchfield inmate who was known to cut a bitch's hair. And here's what. While the hairstylist storyline has evolved, can the same be said for some of our favorite Bravo stars' locks? Laverne, I'm going to show you some Bravo celebrities' hairstyles. Mm-hmm. Channel your inner Sophia. Tell us how you would help those heads. Okay, first up, Lisa Rinna.
Classic. Brigitte Bardot.
Okay. Luann de Lesseps, would you keep this? Is this would you keep it or trim it off?
Brigitte Bardot.
Okay. What about Karen Huger on Potomac? She was giving us a few.
I like the blonde.
You like the blonde?
I feel like I shouldn't say anything bad about her because she can read people for people.
Yes, she can.
Yes.
Okay, what about Kenya Moore?
Oh. Now twirl. Now twirl. Okay. Twirl.
What about Shannon Bador?
Brigitte Bardot. So just a trim. I think the ends could do a little trim.
Okay.
And maybe some pieces.
What about the powerhouse in Pigtails, Margaret? What do you think of a lady of a certain age wearing pigtails?
Bless her heart. I'm not ageist, so feel free to wear pigtails at whatever age.
Okay.
Bless
your
heart.
How about Vicky's look right here?
That's cute.
Okay.
Brigitte Bardot.
Okay, yeah. Last up, how about Nene with a little side ponytail?
I know you love a side pony, Angie.
I do, but...
And I love Nene. Bloop.
Not feeling that?
I love Nene so much.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah. And finally, Now is the time in the show when we put on serious music and I ask you seemingly innocuous questions in my important question asker voice so the viewers at home don't know that I'm drunk. Here's what. Let's take another trip outside the actor's studio. Rosanna, what was the worst job you've ever had?
Right now. I'm teasing you. I'm teasing you. That was the worst. I'm sorry. That was a bad joke. Can I really answer it? The worst job I ever had was a movie I did that never. I can't even mention, but it was just the horrible experience, and it ended up being a bunch of people wanted to get in the movie business, and they just
it didn't
weren't
happen.
Really in the. Yeah, it was.
Laverne, what was the last text that you sent?
The last text that I sent was to my boyfriend.
Nice.
Yeah.
Rosanna, what was the first concert you went to?
The first concert I went to by myself. How about that? I was 13. I was dropped off at the Santa Monica Civic Center, and I saw the Jackson 5 by myself. And I sat in that audience because I love the Jackson 5. And I sat in the... You know, I was so excited that, and I had a Coke, and sitting there, and they came out, and I went like that, and it went all behind the people.
Oh my, that's amazing.
The Jacksons was my first concert too.
That was
The Jacksons, but like Michael Jackson was my first concert.
Really? Yeah.
But I went not by myself, but.
Wow. Okay, if you had to go without oral sex or cheese for the rest of your life, which would you choose?
Cheese.
Of course, cheese.
Of course, cheese. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I learned tonight. I am such a moron. I never knew that Rosanna by Toto was about you.
Okay, but don't hold that against
me. Was it?
No, yes.
Oh, my God.
Hold it against you. It's the coolest thing ever.
But really, so what? David Page wrote the song. I was going out with the keyboard player, Steve Picaro, and then one night he came and David Page played the song for me, and you know, so it's not really about me, but I was there and it was inspired by her.
That's huge.
I think it's great. Let's go to Corby from Indiana with a question for Laverne Cox. What's your question, Corby?
Hi, I was wondering, how did you decide to start posting pictures of you and your boyfriend on social media, and has anyone told you that he looks like Corey Bierman?
Oh my God, I saw that. So my boyfriend, so the first post, you know, for a while I didn't think anyone was like even checking for us. So I was just posting pictures and no one really seemed to notice. And then I honestly was so in love that I just was like, I remember that first, the one that people kind of noticed, we were supposed to hang out and then I had to travel and I'd missed him so much. And so I just posted a photo on my Insta story for him to see. And then like there was a website picked it up and then that was it. No. Yeah.
Does he look like Croy?
He does not. In that particular picture, people thought he did and commented on it, but he really doesn't.
Okay.
I don't think.
All right. Let's go to Lori from Ohio. Hey, Lori, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Hi, Andy. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Rosanna, my question is for you. What was it like being in Michael Jackson's music video for Liberian Girl, and what was your relationship like with him?
Oh, wow. So the Jacksons were your first concert.
Yeah, we were good pals because I was around the Thriller album a lot, the recording, friends with Quincy Jones, and Human Nature was written by my boyfriend at the time. So I spent a lot of time. So we hung out a lot, and he called me Tinkerbell.
He called you Tinkerbell?
Yeah, that's just his nickname for me.
Wow.
You're even more legendary than I thought.
I know, me too. Were you in touch with him at all in the later years?
And then I wasn't in touch with him.
You weren't.
And it was very, very sad that.
Yeah. Jennifer K texted, Laverne, what did you think of Scarlett Johansson being cast in Rub and Tug and then pulling out of the movie?
Right now, at this moment, I just want to celebrate Pose and all the incredible trans actors who are doing their thing. Trans actors are killing it right now. And that show and shows like Asia Kate Dillon on Billions and Elliot Fletcher on Shameless and The Fosters are proving that trans people can get the job done. So right. I'm all about that.
That's great. Let's go to Patty from Wisconsin. Hey, Patty, what's your question?
My question's for Laverne Cat. Laverne, I was wondering, what were your thoughts on the seasons of Atlanta and Kim and Nene both returning to the show? And do you think they will ever be friends again?
I don't think they're going to be friends. I would be really surprised if they became friends again. But I live for the drama. The drama was really, really good. I live for the Real Housewives of Atlanta. But what's going on with Miss Thing, Miss Bride from her husband from Brooklyn not coming back?
Kenya?
Yes.
We'll see what happens. Rosanna, Liam G. emailed, were there ever any sparks between you and Paul McCartney or were you strictly friends?
Mm. Oh. Girl. We need to sit and talk off camera.
I know, honestly.
We were great friends during a time where a painful time for both of us. He was getting divorced from.
That means you had sex.
And I really love his wife, Nancy.
She's amazing.
Yes.
I love
her. So I love Nancy and I love the family and they're all wonderful. And so, yeah, we're friends.
Wow, and Laverne, you met your boyfriend on Tinder?
I did.
How great.
Yeah, I swiped the right way.
Ah, yes, you did. Yeah. Let's go to Laura from South Dakota with a question for Rosanna.
Hi, Rosanna.
Hi.
Is there one part in your career that you turned down that you now regret?
There was one that I went, it wasn't turning down. Something happened, maybe a conflict, but it was... Jodie Foster won her Academy Award for that movie she did.
The Accused?
Yes.
Silence of the Lambs. The Accused. Oh, wow.
You turned that one down?
Accused. I did have that offer, and it didn't work out, and Jodie Foster was absolutely amazing in it, so I probably wouldn't have done as good job as her.
Aw, that's nice. Ryan, I want to try that outfit on later. Yes. Okay, thank you. Rosanna, Bowie took you out to dinner to practice the kiss for that movie we saw earlier?
So, before we started the movie, David, we would hang out a lot, and he's such an art connoisseur. Anyway, he took me to dinner at the Ivy in Hollywood,
yep.
And he said we should practice our kiss.
And?
We did.
Oh, I love it.
What else did you practice?
That was it.
Thank you. That was going to be my next question,
That's it.
Too.
Wow, no, very I, good. No.
Wow.
So we were just good pals.
Wow.
But I didn't see him for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, we ran into each other. I got invited to one of the shows, but I hadn't seen him for about 6-7 years before. Mm.
If you should fall into my arms, tremble like a flower.
Yeah.
It's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to the exciting news that tomorrow night the moon will transform to a red-orange color for more than 100 minutes, marking the longest lunar eclipse in a century. This is great news, especially for folks that follow my friend Sarah Jessica Parker, who can expect more content like this.
It doesn't make any sense. It's happening, you guys. It's happening. There's a corona. Oh, my God, there it is. Oh, my God, you guys. Oh my god!
I love it. Nothing better. That was real. That was the last eclipse. Tonight's Jackal goes to the English school that banned a 14-year-old boy from performing his drag act at their talent show. The school claims it's illegal for minors to take part in drag competitions, but the parents are calling out their BS. So you're telling me it's illegal for this boy to do drag, but all your lawyers look like this? Yeah, sashay away, UK. Thank you, Rosanna, Laverne, Ryan, Murphy, Jacoby. We're still talking to Rosanna Arquette from sideswiped. All episodes are on YouTube Premium right now. Laverne Show, Orange is the New Black, is back streaming on Netflix tomorrow. You can see company XIV's latest show, Boylesque Bullfight, at Theater XIV in Brooklyn through Sunday, and they are behind the bar. It is Jacoby, Marcy, and Ryan. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Justin. I'm calling from the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles, California.
Hey, Justin, what's your question?
My question is actually for Laverne.
Okay.
Laverne, after working with Katherine Heigl on the set of In Doubt, do you think she gets a bad representation by Hollywood after all this happened?
The show is called Doubt, and I had a great experience working with Katie. It was awesome. She's funny. She's so prepared. She's an amazing actress. And, yeah, I was just so impressed. She's like, she learns her lines like that. Like, literally, she can look at them, and she knows them right away. And I think she's a great actress. So, and she was pregnant at the time we were working, too. So she was awesome. I loved her kids, and I had a great time with Katie.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. My name is Alexa from Buffalo. I love you all. My question is for Rosanna. Can you name one Hollywood heartthrob who asked you out back in the day, but you turned down?
She never said no. I'm kidding.
No. I just got married and I just got right. Met them and moved in. No.
That's
Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty.
Oh.
Probably one of the only ones.
Oh. Why did you say no to Warren Beatty, girl?
Good question.
He's very handsome, beautiful, but it just didn't feel like it was for me. But you know, but that was Warren in the old days, a long time ago.
It was like super hot.
He's super
Warren
amazingly
Beatty.
Married to the greatest, you know.
Yes.
Annette, and very happy for 4 kids. But yeah. That was a long time ago.
Yes. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Go ahead.
Hi, Andy. It's Kathy. I'm from California.
Hey, Kathy. What's your question?
Oh, my question's for Laverne.
Okay.
Hey, Laverne, I have a two-parter for you.
Okay.
What was Beyonce like as a boss, and did you have any idea about her surprise album drop?
No idea about any surprise album drops from Beyonce, but I, you know, would re-download Tidal. To listen to them. Beyonce, I didn't have interaction. I posed for Ivy Park. I was in her fall 2017 campaign for Ivy Park. Didn't really have interactions with Beyonce per se. I worked with her team and they were amazing and it was an unbelievable experience and I hope she was happy and proud. I love you, Beyonce. Thank you for that. It was a chance of a lifetime,
wow,
right? Isn't
that's
that incredible?
Great. Yeah, that's very cool.
I love you, Beyonce. Thank you.
Back to the phones. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Giovanna and I'm calling from San Diego.
Hey there, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Rosanna Arquette.
Okay.
Hi,
what is your favorite memory of your sister Alexis?
Well, every birthday, July 28th will be her birthday that's coming up, and we would go out to a special lunch, just the two of us. And that was a very special time. We always had champagne.
Aww.
And I love her so much. And we started a clinic, the Alexis Project, which I really want you guys to see, which is down at USC Medical Center, and it's for LGBTQ youth.
Oh, that's great. That is fantastic.
It's
wow.
called the Alexis Project.
What an amazing family you're from. I mean,
we are.
My God.
I'm very grateful to
be. Are you all close?
We are, but we are all busy.
Right.
You know, everybody's doing their thing. So, like, Trisha was here for the year. I mean, we are, and we have a family text. And,
oh, you do? You
and then we get to, we do everything we can. But it's been fractured and hard since Alexis passed.
Yeah.
It's been really painful for all of us, and we're all in PTSD, we are.
I bet. And when Patricia won the Oscar, where was the family?
With her.
You were?
Oh, yeah. I was her. We were there. I mean, she...
You were at the show.
We walked down the carpet with her.
Oh, that's great.
We stood behind. It was her night.
Yes.
But it was amazing.
That's great. That's so sweet. I want to thank Rosanna, Laverne, and the company XIV. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.